Okay, Parshas Shoftim. We begin with an amazing, amazing Meshech Chachma. The Torah, the Parshas Shoftim really is dealing with leadership, talking about the Shoftim, the Shotrim, speaks about a Navi, speaks about a Melech, speaks about a Rabbanim. And the Pasuk says, Lo Sita Lecha Sheira Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Asher Ta'aseh Lach. So the fact that we should not plant an Asheira, and Sheira is a type of tree for Avodah Zarah, and Kol Eitz Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem. And this is in the middle of the Parsha of dealing with the various functions of the leadership of a Shofet. And the question which the Mefarshim do ask is, what is it doing and what is the idea behind this? Ha'inyin ka ha-karbanos af ki heima chela godom in ha-Torah. So the Meshech Chachma begins, we understand that karbanos is a tremendous idea, it's a tremendous chelik in the Torah. V'ha-Torah karasam lachme li-shai pa'amim rabos. It seems to be lachme li-shai, notice lechem for God. But we know rationally, God doesn't eat any of it. God doesn't change because of this action of the makriv karban. And he has not changed as was before the act. V'chein nifligu ha-neviyim. Im tzedaka mati tenla. What do you want? The neviyim are saying, do you think I need your kabanos? Ha-chaveiz Hashemi alfei ayalim. Does God need thousands of ayalim? V'kulam hiskimu she'inyar kabanos hu mufla al derech sod. There's a certain sod, there's an idea, there's a secrecy in it of the greatness of it. Inyan chukei mafil pa'ula niskaba b'nefesh adam. And this, some through the carbon, somehow awakens something within the nefesh of man. Umosif bo shalemus udvekus v'sbonino apulozo. And it is mosif completion and devekus to the man on his actions. Kikol ze hoya ro'i lehiyos ha-nafsho. He should realize what he's doing to this animal, everything should have happened to him. And these ideas which you find in the Sefer of the Munos Hadeos written by Reb Sadia Gaon, through this act, somehow, it is mechaber, it brings together all of the worlds, Lihiyosam ponim lematara samachunas, benes. Aval habore yisparach, it somehow affects world, affects man, affects mankind, but it doesn't affect God. Kemo she'eno tzarach l'shleimus kol ha-metzias, kein eno tzarach l'shleimus bu'ulosam. And so too, just as God does not need this metzias, kach eno tzarach l'shleimus bu'ulosam, it doesn't need the active, v'hadavarim ha-mukim, it's very deep. Hine yodua mea kadmona masei, ki hoyu ovdim lamazolos. We know that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to be oved mazolos, kochos hamufshatim, be ofen shimosifim lehem koach b'shefa. V'yavur zeh b'shvil ha'nasam osam b'kar b'naseim u'b'dam b'neihem. And they were mistakenly, but they thought that through giving their kabanos and through sacrificing their children, heme yitnu lehem koach u'bracha b'chol masei yedeihem, and through that, giving power to this God, and through that, they will get brachas. Bore, come look, come here. I want to tell you something that's very important. What is it written in Karbanos? Shalom nemar bohem lokel velo elokim. Doesn't use that terminology when we're dealing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Elo, Yudke Vavke. Shilolitein pischam peh leminim lerados. Ubir, hadavar v'kishem elakim hu koach kol hakochas alum. Kale speaks to what? Speaks to power, to koach of God. v'nimtzam me'ito yisparach. And we do not want for the meaning, for the apostate, for the Epicurus to come to the wrong understanding of what was the rationale behind Karbanos. Shemkel humora achozek pu'ulasav v'chasta l'chobasa v'miyakosav came to Parshas Karbanos. If this was written, the using of the terminology of kel in the workings of Karbanos, we would have thought, he would have given an opening to people to think that God needs our Karbanos. Lakach nemer b'chol mokom yudkei vakei Hashem. Ki hu mora al hayosin nimtza mechuya b'metziyoso b'me'utzim mamtziko. God is individual. He doesn't need us. He gives to us. V'mkein lo yitakein b'secha leimor. Ki hu mekabel hazona v'tosefas. V'tosos b'han nimtza mataluyim b'ritzona v'nevram yeshma ayin agorma rak b'chavzo. Shouldn't come to this understanding that God needs our product. God is the creator. He doesn't need to be fed. Doesn't need to be added. He is perfect. He's infinite. And that's why it's an even. We don't want an eight. What is an even? What is a rock? Who ba'asher yidbalku chalkei ofar shesviva v'yishkashu atki yiyula oven. The dust attaches to the oven. Avalo minei korobu, but it doesn't become greater. It is not necessary. Thus, it's not sustained by it. Lo keinat someach v'hachai, but living a tree needs to be fed, needs to receive water in order for it to grow, as opposed to the rock. Ulahoras kavona zut siva yisparach lasos mizbeach kavonim. Ah, that's why the mizbeach was made of avonim. V'lo yibashum eitz, no tree. Lisbonein kemosha mizbeach mokam akarbanas hu adavah she'ena nizim and yitzarach l'mayim u'mazon. Just like in the place of the karbanas, it doesn't need to be fed. Doesn't need water. Can call inyan akarbanos who lo l'sabes hazonav atosevus b'shleimutzo. This has nothing to do with giving to God, to making God complete. L'zen ema lo satel l'cho asheira kol eitz. That's why it says don't plant an eitz. Don't put an asheira kol eitz by the mizbeach. B'diyah b'milas asheira k'mosha omru b'toras konim k'doshim. Asara shemos magunim shenisgana behem avoda zora. Ashera, what does ashera mean? Al shem shehem mis asherim me'acherim. They become fuller. They become wealthy from others. Eitzam mizbeach Hashem lakech shasalach. Gichol inyan mizbeach hu ein sorach lo chalila. And now he brings it home. He ne yudua ki amishpat le'elokim. Hu be'emes mishpat le'elokim. What does that mean? Mishpat le'elokim. Hu be'emes inyan aloki. It's a godly aspect. Lo yitakin le'yos emes rakim hadayin einam makabel shum to'loso le'nafsho. It can only be a true judgment if the judge is not makabel any to'elos for himself. Lo mamon v'shum kavod ba'olam. V'chein kishe'enu mefachei mebalei din v'hu shoftei b'li shum mechavei chutzi. The only way it could be true if he doesn't receive money, he's not doing this for gaiva, he's not doing for kavod, and he's not going to receive, can't be no geyi b'dava. Rak lahotzi o emes v'hamishpat hagoma. V'yadarach zeh, and on this, kavona shniya efshar, ki kavona lizeh b'marum kol dayin shendon din emes lamito. Every dayin who can be done, the Gemara in Shabbos says he's done for truth, nasa shutof l'kadosh baruch hu b'maseh bereishis. So now that means, why does he become a shutof? Why does he become a partner with the kadosh baruch hu? Because you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it to bring order, to bring justice, to bring shalom into this world, and not to receive anything in return. That's a shutof, that's a partner with the kadosh baruch hu. Hainu kemoshe lo kivin habari yisparach ma'mitziyah shumto elis v'tosefes atzmuso yisparach. And that's after la'acha shenivra olam kekodem shenivra olam. There's no change in God after he received the world, created the world as before. And that Adon din emes la'mito hainu below shum peniyah sheyitakim lehiyos lefam yotzi din emes mipi hadayin gamkin. That's exactly. The dayin is doing exactly what God did in creating the world. There should be no difference within yourself after you've accomplished the din, because you weren't doing to aggrandize yourself, which aggrandizes in the person to bring shalom and peace and tzedek and mishpah to the world. With truth and in truth. And therefore the karbonas and judgment and mishpat is one idea. Lahadbek ulakariv levav bnei Yisrael lavihem shebashamayim. The whole purpose of karbanas is that man should realize to come closer and closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so it is with mishpat. When a person is wronged, when a person steals, when a person does an avera, when a person acts in such a way against the words of the Torah, so he has moved away from the Torah. The desire of the dayan should be what? To bring justice, to bring emes, and ultimately to bring the over avera closer to God. Zehu avoda bebechinas bechol ma'odecha. That's what it means. The avoda, bechol ma'odecha, behatis Hashem lekecha, bechol avavecha, nafshecha, bechol ma'odecha. Bechol ma'odecha means what? Through all physical means, to also through that can bring closer to God. Zehu memanu shel adam, rak hamishpat hu al inyan mashabein adam lechaveiro. V'akarbanus hu lezachich nafsho hamegula mimasim rotim umuhurarim. Karbanus, they are for the nefesh that is megula, that has been separated, and from umuhurarim, from the wrong ideas of thinking. B'chatos v'olos v'luchem lo nitzin kapara hamashabein adam lechaveiro, rak b'mishpat. Mishpat has to be bringing people together and then closer to God. V'zeh kavanu b'mechilta loma nismecha parshas ha-mishpatim l'parshas ha-mizbeach. Why is parshas mishpatim next to the mizbeach? Loma l'cho she'tosim Sanhedrin eitzel ha-mizbeach. The Sanhedrin has to be near the mizbeach, ki b'chlelo sh'neyem niskaim ha'uma b'shleimus. They create and they ensure that the world is a shalom, is a shlemus, is in perfection, is complete. Ubo re'ei b'meh she'chashev Shimon HaTzadik. B'shlosha devarim she'olam omei. When Shimon HaTzadik said in Avos that there are three things the olam is omenim: Torah, avodah, gemilas chasadim. And then comes Rav Shimon b'gamliel, chishav shlosha din, emes, and shalom. Hinei im taza ta'asam b'gubolos, Tireki MS, if you want to say it's the same idea. MS is Torah. Gemilas Chasadim, Shalom. And then, it's Kineged the Avoda. Ukamosha Biyarti. There's an Avoda. People don't see this as an Avoda. We think of Avoda as Hashem. We think of Avoda as Hashem is only through davening, is through mitzvahs, giving tzedakah. We think of it as only through spiritual actions. And what the Meshech Chachma is saying, that no, the Smichas HaParshiyos is teaching you, it's not simply through the spiritual aspects, but even this has spiritual aspects. When a person acts with mishpat, when a judge starts with mishpat, he is being a shutuf with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring the world to Shleimus, Ben Adam LaAdam, and Ben Adam LaChavero, and Ben Adam LaMakom. Hine Kemosha Ein LaBari Yisbar Shum To Elis Bar Karbonos, Kach Yuz LaHiyos Ba HaMishva LaShofet, Shagam Hu Yishbot lo lematara chutzi. That's the Mesher Chachma. Mesher Chachma is speaking, so one idea really isn't everything. It's also in leadership. The person has to, it's not simply for a dayan. In the world of Chassidus, we have to be shofet ourselves. Shoftim for shoftim, titen lecha, meaning yourself, within your own heart. We have to look into the mirror and to understand within ourselves, to judge ourselves, and to be able to realize that when we work in this world, when we work with other people, it has to be on the level, it's not about me. I have a friend that won't say his name, but it's jokingly, he always says, you know, it's all about me. Okay, it's a joke, but really, I'm hoping, but really, it's not about me. The more perfection of the world is when we're doing tzedakah, when we're doing actions, and we're not doing it for a to'elet, for me to receive the schar. We're not doing it for the purposes of that I should be aggrandized, I should receive the kavod, but I'm doing it in order to help others. Whether that means the being a dayan, whether that means of giving tzedakah, right? We give charity. There are two reasons why a person gives charity, it seems. If you're giving charity to help someone, that's one thing. Sometimes we give charity because we want the glory. We want someone to say, oh, he's such a tzaddik, he's a baal chesed. Sometimes when you say that, you're like you're missing out on the beauty of the tzedakah. The greatest thing of tzedakah is to give it quietly, when no one knows about it. And even the recipient may not even know about it. And that's what the Mesher Chachma is trying to teach us. The second idea I wanted to talk about was a beautiful idea from the Nesiv HaShalom, of course. Of which he talks about that the melech of Yisrael, because of Lois Mishnah HaTorah, he had to write two separate Torahs. Why was that? Som tosim alecha melech rach lo yarbe lo susim lo yarbe nashim v'kesa v'zav lo yarbe lo ma'od v'hoya, and it will come kishida akise, when you will sit on this seat, the mamluks of a kosovlo as Mishnah HaTorah hazos. And the Chazal says, the Perish Mishnah HaTorah, shtei Sifrei Torah. I had to write two Sifrei Torahs. Achash shemun nechas lo bebayis, ginozav achash yotzav nechas. One he kept in the house, one when he walked out with. HaTorah HaKadosha, he nitzchas, it's always. Ve'adasa avodi yesh omer shaparsh lezu shemelech koi gam aman malchim rabbanim. Not only the kings of Israel from thousands of years ago, but now also about the Malchei Rabbanan. Ubtzchila nemer b'parshazu in yoni sur meira lo yarbe lo susim. First of all, lo yarbe lo susim. Don't have too many susim. Shebezem espate ikra koach kamanda oma lo begvuras hasus yechbat. It's not. What does the sus represent? What does it mean? So yasim eftachu b'kol gashmi. Don't act for the purposes of the monetary wealth, but to have batach in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Lo yarba lo nashim shlo yeshakua b'taivas. V'kesa v'zav lo yarba ma'od. What is that also? Rumimus levavo me'achav. Ki ayde kesa v'zav yorm levavo me'achav. A person feels that he's better than his brothers. Achachach neimah b'nogeya la'seitov v'hoi k'shidu ha'kesem amlochus v'kotzel lo'z Mishnah HaTorah. Sur me'rod, don't do all these things. V'aseitov, when you sit on the chair, k'sav lo Mishnah HaTorah. V'hoisa imo v'korabo kol yom, of all of your life you should read it. L'man yilmad u'l'yira. In the Beis Sifri HaTorah, there were two, gives a number of ideas. Why the two of them? One is Menechas Beveis Ginoza V'achas Shenichneses V'yotzah. So when he takes there, when he walks out with him, he teaches you Lebeis Darchei Hananaga. Two ways that he has to act. Kishehu Beino Levein Atzmo Uvetseiso Vebo Vein Hanoshim. When he's alone and when he's in public. Hasefer Torah Beveis Ginoza Merumas Kedivri HaRamo Shegam Kasher Adam Levada Beveiso Yosem Alibo. Shehamelech HaGadol HaKadosh Baruch HaShemolei Kol HaOretz Kevodo Omen Alav V'roa B'mahasav. He keeps the Sefer Torah in his house when he's alone to realize you're not alone. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. You realize that though Nesiv HaShalom is defining what the Melech is, it speaks to all of us. How we act in the privacy of our homes when no one is looking speaks to the true character of the individual. Does he realize that the Melech Malchei HaMelochim is with him? Kimo Shenishas HaMisasa Ish B'Mistarim V'Anilo Erenonim Hashem. Do you think God doesn't see what you're doing? That's the Chiddush HaSefer Torah B'Veis Kenazav. Shekasher Hu Levada B'Veis HaYeida Tamei Kedosh Baruch Hu Omen Alav. If you realize this, realize that God is always there. The Sefer Torah that he goes out, called Seda Lichasov Shal Tamidei Chachamim, Umavur Barambam Hilchasteach, Eich Olav Lehishanik B'macholo, Umashtehu, Ubdiburo, B'chol Inyanav Hagashmiyim. He writes, when a Talmud Chacham, and it was the change from a Talmud Chacham, of course a Talmud Chacham, but every Jew, when you go into public, how you act. We are shliach of the Melech Malchei HaMelochim. We're a messenger. We're representative. We said last week, Re'ei Anochi. What does it mean, the Re'ei Anochi? Others have to see the Anochi within you. Because that Anochi teaches them to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you act in such a way that is embarrassing to the Anochi, something which contravenes every idea of the Anochi, that's the problem. Sheyir masoa masna b'muna. You have to act, work, and walk in a certain way so that when people look at you, they say, this is what a Torah Jew does. It goes into every aspect of our lives. And it also goes in the aspect of people, the way we argue with each other now. In the middle of an election, Republicans, Democrats, I'm fascinated, or I should say fascinated is the wrong word. It boggles my mind how people speak to each other now. It boggles my mind when people make assumptions on how a person looks and acts, and therefore I assume this is his ideology. Never would we ever want someone to do that to myself. Never would I want to be judged. But the way I act, the way I'm dressing. Oh, you dress this way, it can't be from. It's that's what this means. There has to be, when you go into the world, the Anochi, when I see people acting like that, I don't see the Anochi with them. And they don't see the Anochi in fellow man. Od Yeshlomo in your Mishnah Torah, this is magnificent. Just like there are 600,000 letters in the Torah, Kineged Shishim Ribo Neshamas Yisrael, Kaf Yeshishim Ribo Perushim Torah, 600,000 Perushim. What does that mean? Every neshama has its own perish. Every neshama has its purpose. Every neshama has its way of defining something or discovering something magnificent within Torah and teaching it to the world. We'll see in a second in the Meshech Chochmah, we go back to what a Netzmach is. But this is the idea that within us, each individual has what to offer. Rav Kook, whose Yahrzeit is next week, Gimel Elul, Rav Kook said, when it comes to the tefillah on Yom Kippur, Elokai achin anotzati anichadai. Makshash anotzati anichadai. Before I was created, I wasn't worth anything. And now that I'm created, I'm also not worth anything. Before you were created. Of course you weren't worth. You're not here. Rav Kook says something magnificent. Every individual has what to offer to the world. And we'll see this in a second with the story of Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva. Everyone has something to offer. And everyone, as in the Siva Shalom, is saying that your neshama has a particular Torah to teach to this world, to bring it to Shalemus. But Rav Kook explained, but it wasn't your time yet, until now. It wasn't kedai for me to be in the world yet. I didn't have what to offer. My Torah that I wanted to offer wasn't ready to come into the world. But now that I'm here, I have to offer it. My Torah is for this time, at this moment, in the history of mankind. L'chol nishama yesh perish miyuchad l'torah hamalamed l'yehudi, b'chol d'rachav es yehuda b'tafkid b'yomo. Everyone has a unique Torah to teach the world. U'mikoach zeh nishmas adam t'lamdeinu sh'mehechan yodas ha'nishama. And how do you know what is your particular purpose? How do I know what's my particular Torah to give to the world? That's the Torah that you have in your home. Privacy of your home. That's what it means. That's your Torah that you have to give to the world. The Sefer Torah that you bring out into the world, that's the Chesed Himas Sefer Torah HaKloli HaNagei L'chol Klal Yisrael. It's a beautiful Meshech Chachma. A very much longer Meshech Chachma that deals with the Lo Sasser. You know, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether the Rambam says that really all mitzvahs the Rabbanim are a din of a Daraisa, and the Ramban argues with him, Shosh Aleph, vehemently, how can that be? And he asks many, many different questions. He knows, Safek the Rabbanim Lakula, it's one question. How could he even think that the whole icon is? And the Rambam basically answers it, no, everything is on the level of a Daraisa. But the Chachamim, they themselves wanted to bring it down, and they brought it, that it would be on a lower level than a Daraisa. What is an Asmachta? And this, although it's a halachic, but I think there's a tremendous, tremendous hashkafa with the Meshech Chachma and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman of something to understand. As we said before with this concept that there's a time for everyone to bring Torah into this world. The Asmachta, the way the Meshech Chachma explains, and I want to explain this based on an idea which is in Menachos. B'shoshah ola Moshe, when Moshe went up l'marom, matzul haKadosh Baruch Hu sheyoshev b'koshek sarim. He sees that God is putting on crowns on the various words on in the Torah. Ribbono shelam, mimakel, what are you doing? There's a man who will be here after many, many generations. V'Yakiva ben Yosef Shema. Sha'ata lidro shakol kutzva, because he's going to be dorish on every single crown, every single idea. Amar lefan ribono shalom. Harelus, let me see. Amar lo chazala, turn around. Halach v'yosha besov shmona shiros. He sat at the back of the eighth row. V'loha yodeya mahu omer. He didn't understand. He didn't understand a word the Rebbe Kiva was saying. What's going on? I don't understand the Torah. Toshas kocho. He became very, weak. Kivin shegi ledover echad omelo letamidav. Rebbe minayin loch. Rebbe, where do you know? How do you know this is true? Omelahem halacha l'moshe misinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he got back. He said, I guess halach l'Moshe Misinai. I taught them something. Chazar Rabal lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu amul lefanu Ribono Shalom. Yeshecha Adam kezeh v'atanasin Torah. You're giving it to me. Give him the Torah. Amal Ashtok. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be quiet. Kach Ola B'machshava Lefanai. This is my idea. And Rav Kook fits in so beautifully over here. Moshe. And as he explains it, it's not for you at this point. You can't bring out all of the Torahs of Rabbi Akiva. He asked because there's going to be a time. There are certain ideas which the Kadosh Baruch Hu has, which is found inside the Torah, which is not exposed yet. God's thing is that later on it's going to come out. Hashem Yisparach b'diyasa habilti tachliso. That sofo ma'abed al zman asad. He looks at the end. He looks in the future. Kala over b'ashir gemura al zem mara shem Hashem sheshlosha zmanim eila. Henke echad aso. The future, the past, the present. It's in front of him. Ra'ak l'fi matzav Yisrael yisbolu l'Yisrael b'glusam b'bavo b'amim. God, so in the future there's going to be a gullus. There's going to be so many different issues that you can't imagine yet. And those issues can't be resolved today. They can only be resolved then. There's going to be a time where people are going to forget Torah. And then there's going to be a time we're going to have to really separate the Jew from the non-Jew. And we're going to have to create certain gezeiros and takanos that is not necessary today, but it'll be necessary then. For example, Bishalakim. V'yazer ramza ha-Torah ochel keset ishbaro avalo shadav zemen ha-Torah rak Hashem yisparach b'diyaso ha-osa b'eskin. It's not that it's explicit in the Torah. But he knew then in the future what would happen. Al-mif'alos gedola u'ma'atidim. Ramaz. There is a remez. There is a hint. B'chachmaso ha'yona b'torah b'tagin ha'yoser. But there was a hint. Inside the Torah, there's a shemitz of an idea that can be brought out later on in life. V'shem nivra lo yuchal ha'sig term hiyed. And no one can understand it until this time when it's right for it to come into this world. Kim yada halote hei habechira na'ad v'yachurku l'isanisham nachriyos v'yotzibel. Later on, we're going to create the Yisurim. And Zet, that's what Akiva ben Yosef is saying. Kimo de darish mevav and the gerusha l'rabas chalutza v'chenki yotzibel de zet achar she'asur chacham l'fitzarach matzav v'uma. When the chachamim were finally, they were asurim because of their matzav, because of their predicament, Masa Shidias al Yano Hatidas Ramza Batara. So with this Meshach Chachma, I want to end with a magnificent idea. What does this mean? The idea of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says, and in this, for Elul, this is such an important idea to hold on to. We've said today, the early Meshech Chachma, it's not about me. It's not about my desires. It's about of helping, being a shutta for the Kadosh Baruch and creating the world. And everyone has their own Torah. Their own Torah to give to the world. I will end off with this one idea. And how do you know that your Torah is correct? What are you trying to accomplish? So the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asks, I understand the Rambam. I understand the Rambam, he's saying, in the Kuntras Divrei Sofrim, I understand that the Rambam holds it. Why do I listen to the Chachamim? Because it's a mitzvah daraisa to listen to the Lo Tzasa. But the Ramban seems to say it's only the Rabbanan. So why do I have to listen to the Rabbanan? So Rabbi Chanan says, Hinei b'yivam as tani gimel devarim asa Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom midato v'skima dato l'das hamakom. He came up with three ideas, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. Perish b'na isha, He separated himself from his wife. The Sheber is Haluchos. And he broke the tablets, he broke the Luchos. The Hosef Yom Echad. And he added one additional day by Har Sinai to be separated. The Sheber Haluchos is an amazing statement of Shimon Shkof. Also for an idea for Elul. Why did he break the Luchos? Put it away. You saw that they were Chotim, so don't break them. They don't need Torah. They'll do tshuva and you give it to them. So Rav Shimon Shkaf says, no, the reason is because if they weren't destroyed, if they weren't broken, those first Luchos would have mean that man would have studied Torah automatically, he would have remembered everything. He wouldn't have had to work at it. He wouldn't have Yigiyas HaTorah. He could have become a maneuver because he would know everything, and then the rest of his life, he wouldn't spend in learning and concentrating. What is Torah? What does it mean when a person is sitting and learning Torah? So listen to the words of Rav Chanan. My Dorish Mikra, Uvitosisham Kosel Listoris HaKavachomer, and he goes back and forth, I don't agree with it. He did this whole idea. Where did he get such an idea? This was the Ratzon. God didn't tell you it, but this was my Ratzon. I wanted you to search for it. I wanted you to crawl on your knees to figure out what's the ruts under the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Too often I'm teaching Torah and I'm giving a shir. But what's the halacha? But it's different. You're missing out on the flavor. You're missing out on everything there is about Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is a conversation between the Talmud and the Rebbe here is the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're searching for what is his Ratzon. What does God want from me? What does what God want in this world? That's what Rabbi Chanan was trying to say. It's what he said. Why do we listen to the Chachamim? Because the Chachamim are searching for what the Ratzon of Hashem is, and therefore we too are searching for the Ratzon Hashem. And go back to Rav Shimon Shkaf. Had the Luchos not be broken, we would have had the answer. The answer is not what we're searching for. It's the search. It's the constant pu'ula. It's the waking up early of opening up a Gemara or a Chumash or Mishnah Berurah, whatever it is. To open up the constant search of looking for Kaddish Baruch Hu in every line of Torah. It's not the one we find it, but it's the fact that we're living a life of searching for the Ratzon Hashem. That's Parsha Shoftim. Parsha Shoftim was teaching the Shofet, the judge, teaching the Rebbe, teaching the Melech, teaching the Navi. It's not about searching for yourself of self-aggrandizement. It's to find the Ratzon Hashem. And the Ratzon Hashem in your search, when you're searching for it, each individual's Torah will come out. What you have to offer into this world will flower, will come about, will be actualized. And together with all of the 600,000 neshamos, and they're all searching for the Ratzon Hashem, and the Ravodas Hashem is with the Beleva of Shleimov, that's the completion of the world. And it's completion of our lives, completion of the purpose that we exist in this world, and to give us purpose. Have a good Shabbos.